Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I have a wonderful show today for you. I have a wonderful show. Today we're going to learn about the dangers of head trauma. Now, if you've never had head trauma, this show is still for you. And you're going to see, I'm going to weave this concept of head trauma into many, many principles. A wonderful educational piece this morning. Now, how many of you, and you got to think back sometimes to when you were little, have been hit in the head or had neck trauma, whiplash, anything from the neck up that's affected you for a week? But when you look back on it, you say, years later, you know, ever since that head trauma, that neck trauma, I've never been the same. You got to listen real good to this show today. And that includes, and this is the point, everybody's part of this. That can go all the way back to head trauma in the birth canal, which you may not be aware that you had, but which is really and truly affecting you in a very deep way. It may be that little fall you took out of the crib many, many years ago. It may be a forceps scar that you forgot about. And you're not thinking about head trauma, I'm sure, in terms of plastic surgery. You're not thinking of head trauma in terms of the fact that you're missing two or three teeth and you have bridges in your mouth that don't really fit. So you really have to think of perfection. Never a trauma to the head, a physical blow to the head, perfect teeth, no tension up in the upper cervicals. And if you can build on that ideal sort of perfect person from the neck up, then maybe you haven't had head trauma. But if not, this applies to you. First point, Frank Netter. His name is Frank Netter. Get on the website, get on Google, and look up the name Frank Netter, Atlas of Human Anatomy. Strong suggestion on my part, especially if you like my archives. Get on the archives, open the book, and look at this Michelangelo of a medical doctor named Frank Netter, who years ago revolutionized anatomy for medical doctors. And that filtered on down to the osteopaths and to the chiropractors and to the acupuncturists and to the general public. He was the Michelangelo, the Picasso of anatomy. And when he drew a picture, it was so well done that it was almost as good as dissection. Not quite, but almost as good as dissection itself. Because I'm going to make references today to things that are inside your brain, and you got to have the pictures. And I'll describe them in that radio is the theater of the mind. But if you can get to the pictures, it's even better. Now, up in your skull are three important glands. The first one's the pituitary, and I want you to take your finger, and I want you to put your finger right between your eyebrows. If you go back about 2-3 inches from where your finger is between your eyebrows, sits a gland called the pituitary gland. And you can get the Netter book and see. And in a week, I'll have pictures on the website. This pituitary gland, if you go back from your forehead point there about 2-2.5 inches or so, this is going to vary, right, depending on the size of your head, the shape of your skull, but generally in that department. And then you just go up a couple of millimeters, hit another gland above the pituitary, and that's called the hypothalamus. And if you go back a little bit from the hypothalamus, you're going to hit the pineal gland. In the center of your brain are three glands that control the entire show. you could get lost there. It's a portal to another dimension. It's an area that we barely understand, and we've been studying it from as long back as we can remember science. And that's the relationship between the pituitary, the hypothalamus, and the pineal gland. So you put your finger on your forehead, right between your eyebrows. You go back about 2 inches, and that's your pituitary gland. And just a little bit above it is your hypothalamus gland. And just back towards your back of your head is the pineal gland. And if you connect those 3 points, you can do this. You can visualize this. You've got a triangle. In that triangle is the whole of it all. Every single thing that goes on in your body, everything you call aging, everything you call prevention against disease, everything you call illumination is within those 3 spaces. I'm going to show you pictures of them on my website, but if you get that Netter book and you look at this stuff, you will get drawn in just as I did 20 years ago. I've dissected at least 50 or 60 brains thoroughly. It was one of the most fascinating things I ever did in school. And it's given me an insight into really what we call health that I think not enough people share, and so thus the show to you. Now, when we say neuroendocrine system, and you know that word from general science, the word neuroendocrine. Neuro as in nervous system, endocrine as in glandular system. The relationship between the neuroendocrine system, the relationship between these 3 glands, borders on the word light, magnetism, electromagnetic control of all the chemistry in your body. So if we're going to be blunt and low level about our health, we're going to think of health in the material plane. This is a cell, and this is how we feed the cell with good nutrition, and then the cell gets better. And relative to what I'm going to put forth today, that's almost nonsense. There's a hierarchy there that respects what I'm talking about today that makes the chemistry of the cell almost meaningless. It's the electromagnetic control of the cell. And that liaison, that gap between the pure electromagnetic and the biochemistry of the cell, the gap between the two, the bridge between the two, the language between the two, is in the pituitary, hypothalamic, and pineal axis in the body. It's a portal to the magnetic field. And these 3 glands define, in our most powerful, potent way, the word neuroendocrine. So we say your health is under neuroendocrine control. And this insight has fostered many a different science. Cranial osteopathy, chiropractic. 2 very, very developed fields that thoroughly and deeply respect this. But if you take Chinese medicine back to its roots, it was very aware of this. Now, in the Netter book, and I'll define this for you as best I can right now, is the concept of the meninges. You know this in your daily experience from the word meningitis. When you were little, or if you have little kids, there's always a concern about bacterial or viral meningitis. And bacterial or viral meningitis is an inflammation of a very special tissue in the body called the meninges. Now, I want you to picture the brain and then this long piece of nerve tissue called the spinal cord coming off the brain. I just want you to picture that in your mind. It's like a staff. A staff is a long stick, and it's got a head on the top. That head on the top is your brain, and that long stick is your spinal cord. And around that is a very tough, plastic-like covering to the brain and the spinal cord, to the head of the staff and the staff. It's kind of like a sheath. That sheath, that tent that covers the staff, is called the meninges. And the most important part of that for this show today is the dural, D-U-R-A-L, the dural tissue, the dura mater. Dura mater in Latin means tough mother. It's a sense the protective coating, or the in the sense that that's what a mother would do. It protects and coats the brain and the spinal cord. And that dura mater is part of the meninges. And between, and this is what's fascinating, between or underneath the dural tissue and the brain, in between it is the cerebrospinal fluid. There's a fluid. So it's as if you took a staff with a ball on the top of it and a long stick attached to it, and you covered it in a plastic sheath, and then you injected water into that sheath so that the staff floated inside. The brain floats inside the dural sheath. The brain and the spinal cord are floating. They are floating. And the arterial supply into the brain, you guys know there's arteries and blood supply into the brain. That arterial supply into the brain pumps something called the ventricles of the brain, like the ventricles of the heart, the left ventricle and right ventricle of the heart, the brain inside your brain. You should see this in Netter, and I'll get it up on the site. The ventricles of the brain beat like a heart, but they don't beat to the rhythm of the heart. They beat to the cranial rhythm. And these ventricles, as they pump, they push the cerebrospinal fluid all up around the brain, underneath the dural tissue, and up the center of the spinal cord. So that as these ventricles pump, and remember, this show is going to go to the dangers of head trauma. So you're going to see some real important hookups here. As that cerebral spinal fluid flows, as the ventricles of the brain pump, as this fluid, if you were a little person in a boat, and in that boat you were in that cerebral spinal fluid, you would be going down the spinal cord, up the spinal cord, all around the brain, inside the brain, down the center of the spinal cord. There'd be this whole journey. Cerebrospinal flow. Have you ever had a dural tap? Any of you that have a dural tap? What always comes with a dural tap? A terrible headache. Why? Because when they draw cerebrospinal fluid out of your spinal cord area, when they draw it out, why are they drawing it out? They want to see if it's infected. Did the infection go into the cerebrospinal fluid? Oh, we're going to have to do a dural tap. Let's suck out that nice liquid and study it for virus or bacteria. Mrs. Smith, your daughter's got bacterial meningitis, viral meningitis. And what follows the next day after you get a dural tap? A terrible headache. The most awesome debilitating headache known to man. One of them at least. Behind the cluster headache. Worse than the migraine is the dural headache. Why? Because when you pull that water out, the cerebral spinal fluid, it's a clear, transparent fluid. It's called the milk of the brain. You know, the brain doesn't have a lymphatic system. Did you know that? There's no lymph to the brain. The brain does not drain via lymph. It drains via cerebrospinal fluid, the milk of the brain. And this milk flows around, and that's what we call the cerebrospinal flow. And that's what creates the cranial rhythm. But it's all generated by the pumping of these ventricles. Now, guess what influences the pumping of the ventricles? The bite. So we're going to tie a lot of pieces together here today. The bite. When you look at your bite, your teeth, the minute you miss a tooth, you alter the bite. And that alters the rhythm. If you have a bridge, you alter the bite, and that alters the rhythm. If you have an implant, you alter the bite, and therefore that alters the rhythm. If you're just missing teeth, if you have crowns, this is why teeth are so important.